This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host here, the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live and in living color from our flagship station, Salem Media flagship station, down here in Tampa, Florida, at my Moss Family Automotive Studio. We broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on this program to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean. And let's not forget about around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Hello to our international listeners tuning in right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters, our police, as well as the hospital and ER room workers, and not to forget about our 911 dispatchers, too, and our Customs and Border Patrol, and also the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And everybody that's out there working on a third watch tonight, thank you, thank you, thank you for the great job you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, it is the weekend edition, and on the weekend edition, just like during the week, we bring on Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, my friend?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we'll start out, first of all, wishing everybody well. Hurricane Delta's come ashore. It's tearing up that same part of Louisiana where we had Laura earlier in the year, about, I guess, 6 or 7 weeks ago or whatever. And it's hopefully not going to do cause any injuries, hopefully. And it's going to be working its way up into Tennessee. Cousin Vinny, you're going to get a lot of rain coming your way. It's going to enhance Mississippi, most of Louisiana, and just slowly work its way up into the Delta, up along the Mississippi towards Memphis, make a right turn, and then come out as the other ones have over around North Carolina.
That's exactly right, Captain. It did, I think, come in as a Category 2, but I think has gone to a Category 1.
Yeah.
That I heard, winds about 75 miles an hour right now. Evacuations in the Lake Charles area, of course, and some 400,000 people without power, from what we understand at this hour.
Yep, and here we go again. Now, in the meantime, I got to get to the meat of the matter here with President Donald Trump. He's got a whole bunch of his surrogates in Florida right now that are operating all weekend long, starting with Donald Trump Jr., who is going to be in Tampa at the Tampa Convention Center Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for the kickoff of the socialism. It's called the Socialism Kickoff. He's going to be with UFC superstar Jorge Masvidal and Maximo Alvarez for the Fighters Against Socialism Kickoff starting in Tampa. It's going to be a bus tour. It's going to go from Tampa down to Miami. And then come Monday, Karen Pence, the second lady, is going to be here in Tampa at Tabela's at Delaney Creek. That's an event at 11:30 in the morning. That's the second appearance. And then coming on Monday night to Sanford at the Orlando-Sanford International Airport is the big guy himself. President Donald Trump will be making his first Make America Great Tour event after being cleared by the doctors in the White House and recuperating from coronavirus to be able to do that. So we've got a big, big, big weekend coming up here in Florida.
That's exactly right, Captain. And really, the president coming out to do this kind of an appearance is the personification, I think, of what he wants for the country. And that is, we're getting through this, we will get through it, and we are going to be back and back stronger than ever. And really, just by showing this, he's actually pointing the way here.
Yeah, and he also was on Rush Limbaugh's show today. He said he wants an even bigger stimulus than what the Democrats have offered so far. He seemed to undercut his own negotiators who'd prepared a $1.8 trillion offer to make up and give to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. His quote on this was, "I would like to see a bigger stimulus package, frankly, than either the Democrats or Republicans are offering." He said that on Rush Limbaugh's radio program, said he's going in the exact opposite direction from his earlier stances because I guess one size fits all here.
Well, you know, Captain, I was thinking about this, and of course I do believe that President Trump wants to get a stimulus mm-hmm. package out to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
But watch Nancy Pelosi. No matter how high Trump goes, she will have mm-hmm. some other thing, monkey wrench, she's going to throw into it.
All right, well, let's go to the telephone here. We've got a caller on the line, see who it is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nelson.
What's up?
From Madison County, Florida.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to let you know, I just got the figures in terms of registration for North Florida in terms of my county, Madison County.
Stop.
And you won't believe this, but we have 11 precincts in Madison County, and for the first time, we have precincts that have more Republicans in them than Democrats, and 5 out of the 11 precincts now have more Republicans registered to vote than Democrats.
I got news for you. Pennsylvania, the Republicans have out-registered the Democrats for the first time.
Wow. See, this is what's going on, and
that's
I
right.
just want to let you know, as a coincidental factoid, boom, we are making a difference.
I know that, and thanks, Nelson, very much. Thank you. And, of course, we love Nelson up there and listening to us up on our station in Jasper, Florida, our affiliate up there. But, Kyle, I'll tell you, the things are not the way the Democrats are trying to appear, and that's why they're doing all this crapola, because they know they're going to get law beat. Hold that thought, Kyle. All righty, folks, I'll be right back. I'm telling you, folks, it's better than what you're being told by the mainstream media. And I've got numbers, I got facts, I got polls. By the way, Orlando, right in the middle of the blue area of Florida, the liberal area of Florida, Donald Trump leads by 4 points in the latest poll. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
That's right, you are. And this portion of the weekend edition of my program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is a... I just lost my microphone there. Okay, Relief Factor is a pain relief and inflammation relief source that I have been taking for about 5 years now. Now, there are four ingredients in there, all natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that help support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers and eliminates pain associated with whatever you're having pain with. Now, I've even had somebody tell me yesterday in my travels that they were having migraine headaches, and they didn't know what the source was, but they started to take Relief Factor because they had some body aches and whatnot, and the migraine headaches went away. No, I don't know. I don't know if that was just an individual thing, so I'm just telling you that was told to me by a person that bought the Relief Factor. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. And if you want to find out what the rest of the people have found out, try the 3-week quick start. It only costs $19.95, the 3-week quick start, Relief Factor. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and hopefully it'll work for you the way it has for me and tens of thousands of other people. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, let's go to the phone lines because we got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Good morning there, Mr. Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Professor, I'm going to bring up something that, since you're a professor, I'm sure you have a lot of knowledge on. I think that one of the most important things when President Trump is in his second term, we have to take control, and when I say we, the conservatives, we have to take control back of our educational institutions. Mm. What we're seeing right now with the looting and the rioting is the direct result of years and years of indoctrination, teaching these kids literally from pre-K all the way up to the university level that the democratic way is the right way, and that conservatives are no good, racists, homophobes, every other, you know, nasty, dirty thing you can think of. And I think the president, you know, really needs to concentrate on reforming the education system. There's a school that Rush Limbaugh always talks about, that Hillsdale College, which mm-hmm. is a school up in Michigan, and that's a model for how all the other educational institutions need to be. But, you know, unfortunately, the Democrats have had control of our educational institution for decades and decades, and that's what has allowed us to get to this point.
Yeah.
I'm 46 years old, Professor. When I was a kid coming through school, I was encouraged to ask questions. If you don't understand it, if you don't know it, if something is curious to you about it, ask away. Well, now you ask questions and you get expelled. You get in trouble. You're not allowed to ask questions. Questions are not good. So I just want to see what the professor,
okay.
based on his experience, what he has to say about it. And okay. thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you, Mike, and we appreciate it, Mike. And Kyle, he brings up some very interesting points there, especially about if you challenge the teacher by asking any sort of question, you get blacklisted, to say the least, and you could wind up getting expelled from school. That's happening.
Well, certainly. I mean, you certainly don't even want to have a Trump flag or something on your Zoom class.
On a virtual course.
That's right.
Jeez.
But basically what Mike is talking about is something that has been going on, as you said, for many decades. And really what the left has been doing is, you know, they're happy to have things take 30, 40, 50 years. This is where they started back mm-hmm. in the 60s, for example. So it's been very deliberate, and it's been incremental change. And so they understand it's not overnight, but they've been taking their time, and they've been doing their thing, and now we're getting to the end of their clock, really. Mm-hmm. And now this is why I think you see this massive push, and now it's getting okay for teachers to go after students, and he's right. If you ask questions, then you're labeled, you know, as sort of an enemy of the state kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're really trying to teach them is really ideology, how to be good, you know, good followers, as opposed to being Americans that always ask questions and always understand that liberty is what we're about and not authoritarianism.
Well, if I was a student in school, going back to school, whether it be college or high school, I'm going to read a headline. And based on this headline, I would be asking my teacher, why? Here's the headline. Thousands of health experts signed declaration calling for end to lockdown, warning of irreparable damage. How about that for a headline?
Well, sure, of course, but what the indoctrination sort of does is this notion of, well, wait a minute, no, there are experts and scientists, the amorphous experts and scientists that Joe Biden talks about. Who knows who they are? But he somehow will listen to them, because and we hear the terms, we believe in science. Science is a process. It's not mm-hmm. a belief system,
yep.
but they're making it into a dogmatic
yep.
belief system.
And in the states that are locked down, I've got another headline for you. Schools aren't super spreaders. Listen to this one. Across the United States, fear and bad press slowed down or canceled school reopenings. It's now October. We're starting to get evidence of, in fact, that school reopenings and remote learning are going very well. Schools, in fact, do not appear to be a major spreader of COVID-19, according to the actual statistics. How'd you like to run that down some professor's face, or educator, like a principal or supervisor of a superintendent of schools, and listen to the answer you get? You'd probably get booted out of school and never come back.
Well, no kidding, because, again, you have to partake in the belief system. But I'll tell you this, Captain, in Orange County, California, we have several schools, and now many of the public schools are starting to reopen. But even prior to that, the private Christian schools and other schools, the private schools, they were beginning to open. I haven't heard any real problems coming out of that. So it's been very, very successful so far.
Well, little old Dr. Fauci is talking about a forever pandemic, that we're going to have to live with certain things and adapt to what's going on around us and all that stuff. You know, I'm getting really sick of listening to him, or seeing him even being mentioned. I'm really getting sick of him.
Well, he came on the scene early on, and now somehow, like, for example, the other night, Kamala Harris said, well, if Dr. Fauci tells me to take the vaccine, I'll take it. But my question is, isn't Dr. Fauci a statistician? I didn't realize.
He's not a doctor. He's a clinical statistician, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, but again, it's the buzzword.
Right.
It's the idea
the president was treated by doctors, and he asked a lot of questions and got a lot of answers and got firsthand knowledge as to what's going on, something that Fauci doesn't have.
Well, exactly right.
Gee whiz.
But again, it's about forming the narrative. The narrative is you have to be terrified. The narrative really should be we are going to meet this challenge. We've learned so much in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. We're going to be careful. We know how to deal with this. We know how to protect the vulnerable, and we have to be able to move forward. But of course, the election isn't here yet, and until then, everybody has to be terrified.
Now, you asked a very good question, and you put that in the chat room. I'm going to ask the question now. Why does Joe Biden have to take his mask down to cough?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I mean, they've got to.
Would that not be very unhealthy with the droplets we know about? You take it down and go, and you're coughing 10 feet away from you or whatever?
Well, I'll tell you this. God forbid you're in a grocery store or something, you take your mask down and cough into your hand. People are going to run for the exit at that point.
I cough into my mask. If I have to cough, I cough into the mask. Big freaking deal.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So he's supposed to be modeling this, but he keeps touching his mask all the time.
Yeah.
And the center of the mask.
It's a prop.
It's got to be just a prop or something to him. Because he just is not able to sort of maintain all of this right now. And that's another big concern.
Well, I'll tell you something. The guy's not healthy. You can see it by the way he walks with a little tippy-toe type walk. He's having trouble standing erectly, and he tries to lean as if he's a person with extreme stature. And I can tell you, the older you get, the harder it is to stand there and maintain like a military attention thing. And you can see him struggling to do that. He's trying to do that to make it look obvious. And then the other day I saw him run up the airplane. He was getting on. He got up towards the top couple of steps, and he actually tripped and almost fell on his nose.
I know. This is all very sad. But I guess what we could say is on November 3rd, America, let Joe Biden finally get some rest. He really needs to slow down and stop this. Anybody else out in the campaign trail, under any other circumstances, people would be saying there's concerns.
78 years of old, he should be riding the railroad train that he loves so much all around the country and stopping at different places to go fishing.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Precisely.
Now, we will be back, folks, with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. I'm going to do a bottom-of-the-hour update on the hurricane and let everybody know where it is. And, again, if you're along I-10, there's a lot of rain. We've got reports of a lot of flooding again, I-10 and some of the east-west, north-south highways. So I'll try to get that out there right away for you. And I got plenty tonight. My goodness, it's a target-free environment when it comes to news. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Why should I do?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has canceled next Thursday's second presidential debate. The commission made the decision yesterday to make it a virtual debate, something President Trump said he wasn't interested in participating in. Now in a statement, the commission says it's turning its full attention to the final debate scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Hurricane Delta continues to move ashore, dropping several inches of rain and bringing tropical storm force winds to Louisiana and parts of Texas. Thousands remain without power as the storm slowly moves ashore. The high winds are also pushing dangerous storm surges ashore, with some areas already reporting surges of up to 7 feet. The storm is expected to continue to batter Louisiana until after midnight tonight. After that, the system is expected to move across into northern Mississippi and then into the Tennessee Valley later this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Ogre, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. And by the way, we'll tell you about Larry Elder in a minute, where he's going to be in the 23rd. But I need to tell you that Geico Insurance brings you this portion of the program. Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your zip code, get yourself a quote for the car, the truck, the motorcycle, whatever it is that you're driving, your RV, etc., etc. And after you do that, if you've got homeowners or renters insurance, you can combine that too and save yourself a bunch of money. So there you go, because that's what you do. And I've had that company with me for going on 15 years. And they've done a great job, and I'd recommend them to anybody. Now, Larry Elder is going to be with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, and Charlie Kirk, and I will be the master of ceremonies for the Salem Conservative Summit down in Sarasota, Florida. Now, we have a Columbus Day special right now in the tickets, so for you folks that want to go, listen up. For a limited time only, you can buy one standard VIP ticket and get one free. You heard me right. Buy one standard VIP ticket and get one free for that Salem Conservative Summit down there in Sarasota. So don't wait. This offer isn't going to last very long. All you got to do is use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, BOGO, and buy one ticket, get one free standard VIP ticket for the Salem Conservative Summit down there at the Hyatt Regency, which is going to be a very, very good event. I'm really looking forward to emceeing it. I can't wait to get all the information out to the folks. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, taking a quick look at the storm here, It's moved inland, obviously. It's now a tropical storm. Maximum sustained winds are 60 miles an hour, but we still have an ungodly amount of rain with this, and it did come in with a storm surge. Now, it's dark. We don't have a lot of information to give, and, of course, the rescue equipment isn't going to go out when the winds are still at this speed, so people are going to have to slow down. But I do know one thing. We've got at least 400,000 people without power tonight.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, even though it's downgraded to a tropical storm, the rain making of this storm and also the wind field, we understand, is very, very large as well. So, you know, even though it's not a hurricane in name, it's still able to do a lot of damage. And as you mentioned, that storm surge can still make a lot of people, you know, they believe sometimes maybe they can flee upstairs, but that's a big storm surge.
Now I heard your beloved. Now you live in Orange County, right?
That's correct. Yes.
And Congressman Adam Schiff is over in the Hollywood area. What's that? Los Angeles County?
Yeah, he's up in like I want to say Burbank, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. Now Bill Maurer challenged Adam Schiff on California's high taxes and the residents are fleeing. But this ties me into something that's down here. San Francisco and Los Angeles, the tax revenue now has plunged. I mean plunged, folks, gone in the toilet because of the residents that are leaving by droves. How about that one, Kyle?
Well, you know, what we're seeing, Captain, you know, we hear about the calls to defund the police. Well, a lot of people are defunding the city of San Francisco and the state, exactly, because they're saying, well, if I don't live there anymore, I'm not paying taxes to them. I'm not supporting their crazy stuff. And quite frankly, Captain, so many people have seen their businesses ruined. They have seen the reaction of local and state government, and they've had it. They're just done, and they're looking for somewhere to go, and preferably a red state, I would think.
And you are leaving when?
Well, we do look at this very, very closely. We have been looking at it pretty closely.
Come on down.
Yeah, well.
Come on down. Load the family trucks up and tow the trailer behind you or whatever, or drive the U-Haul truck, whatever you do, throw the car up on the tow behind thing, and come on down. We got lots of room down here. All right, now, the Presidential Commission, the Debate Commission, has now canceled the October 15th debate between the President and former Vice President Joe Biden amidst the battle over the format change. Don't know if it's going to come back or not. Don't really care because I don't think Biden really wants to go through another debate because, again, anybody that actually watched it and paid attention to it realized that he got his butt handed to him based, again, on facts. And Kamala Harris, they're still talking about the lies that she put out there.
And they still will be talking about the Kamala Harris debate for a long time to come through different election cycles as an example of how not to go into a debate, I would think. But you're right. The first debate with Biden did not go well. Kamala Harris did not go well either. Although I think the Biden campaign, they're the ones that want a debate ultimately, but because they still believe that they have to continue to go after Trump. President Trump, I think, made the right decision by simply saying, look, why am I going to put myself in a position where Biden can really cheat? And boy, would they ever, one would think, because he would be on camera, other people would be off camera, and they could be feeding him answers, they could be doing any number of things. The American people deserve to see the candidate have to think on their feet. That's just that simple.
Now, I've been waiting all night to bring this topic up here, because when I heard what Nancy Pelosi was doing with her 25th Amendment event and talking about the 25th Amendment Commission, it dawned on me about an hour later what this is all about. And this is my thought, and I'll put it out there for you. The president yesterday questioned Pelosi's mental fitness, which is, I think, fairly normal because I'm really wondering about her mental fitness, if you will. Sometimes you wonder if she's even on the same planet. But I think the real reason for all of this could be Joe Biden. Because if Joe Biden becomes the president and he becomes impaired or something of that nature, they want to know how they can remove him from office and place him with a vice president by the name of Kamala Harris, and this would also be in effect for Nancy Pelosi should she become the Speaker of the House. The president would become the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House would become the president because there is a provision for that to happen.
Well, right. I do think that this is a part of an idea that what happens if Biden gets elected and how can we, sort of displace him, shall we say, as quick as possible. And, well, we'll just create this special body of the Congress to do this. And where that certainly kind of almost smacks of like a parliamentary sort of system where, well, we just have no confidence in the president today. So we're just going to eliminate the president from the office, make them step aside and bring in somebody that we like better kind of a thing. But it's a desperate maneuver. It's an absolute tell, Captain. The same reason why Joe Biden is out there literally begging for people to vote, trying to explain to them the importance of the voting process and how people make decisions when they vote, et cetera, et cetera. This is the whole thing of the stump speech now. And this stunt is simply designed to try to once again, bring up this idea that the Democrats are doing something to make sure that the bad orange man president guy, we can take care of him if he gets reelected somehow. If this was going to be a cakewalk for Joe Biden, they wouldn't even be doing this. But I do agree that part of this is certainly for trying to get Kamala Harris to be president sooner than later.
By the way, they're having a rock-a-doo-up Zoom party for Biden and Harris.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bowser. Remember Bowser?
Oh, yeah. From Sean on Up.
Yeah, he's one of the ones that's hosting along with some other guy. But I just heard that a little while ago, and that's just unbelievable. Boomers for Biden, they're calling it. Yeah. not the ones I know.
Well, again, I don't know about any of the enthusiasm.
Isn't any.
Yeah, everywhere you go, you got people. I mean, and by the way, President Trump continues to dominate the news cycle. There's really nothing happening with Biden that is crucial in the grand sense. But, of course, he's not the president. But still, I think his stump speeches or any candidate's stump speeches, if they really have that electricity going right now at this stage of the game, their stump speeches are when we take office, we're going to do this, and they'll be having people cheering either virtually or in person, and that's just not happening with Biden.
No, and again, the people that go across the country, the truckers and the airplane pilots and the train engineers and whatnot, I asked them, when they get a hold of me, I asked them, I said, what are you seeing across the country in terms of interest or signs or whatever? And they tell me they see hundreds, literally hundreds, and sometimes perhaps thousands, thousands of Trump signs everywhere they go, and just a few Biden signs here and there, just a few.
Yes, precisely right. And again, Biden doesn't, and by the way, the Kamala Harris addition to the ticket, I think, was supposed to try to generate some electricity, and it just fizzled.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
By the way, when we come back, I just saw something that's hilarious. When we come back, Kyle Warren and I are going to attack the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. In the meantime, wait till I tell you what I just saw when we come back here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast across the weekend radio dials. This is a great, great thing we're having here tonight. Take care, and I'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, we want to thank Donna Fiducia for making that liner for us. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. So pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America, talk about the Pilot or Flying J, you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because that means all the fuel you buy, all the food you buy, any supplies you buy in the store, you get points for that, you get to build them up, and then you get discounts and whatnot on what's going on. So let's get started here. We're going to do a little rock and roll.
Calls the mama, I'm show off to 109 years around. I know she's proud of the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say.
mama, I'm so all the hundred and look around.
Alrighty, that goes out to all our friends up here in Kentucky tonight. Doing a little dancing around the fence post there tonight. And Kyle Warren is with us, and Kyle, that got you going, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, now we got to talk about the weather, and I'm going to start by reading a statement, and then we're going to go out west because you got activity out west too tonight. Now, Hurricane Delta, which is now a tropical storm, will continue to impact portions of the Gulf Coast with storm surge, heavy rainfall, flooding, and dangerous winds through daylight, certainly, as it advances northward. Now, the potential flooding will overspread much of the Mississippi River Valley, Tennessee Valley, and Appalachians this weekend. We've already got heavy rain being reported in the mountains of North and South Carolina and Northern Virginia, which is going to cause some problems there. Now, elsewhere, unsettled weather is expected over the Pacific Northwest with warmer temperatures for the plains, and got a whole bunch of fire watch warnings tonight. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, tonight, Captain, we've got rain falling out of the sky in places like Seattle and in Portland, just like we've been expecting here over the last several days. This is certainly going to help with the wildfire and the air quality as well. Looking at the radar right now, we're seeing lots and lots of activity all around Seattle, of course, coming down from Vancouver, Everett. If you're traveling across I-90, you're going to run into this east of Moses Lake region and so forth. I'm traveling down the 5 freeway down through Portland and Salem, pretty much the same story. And also parts of Northern California as well. Looks like it's going to be getting some rain as we're looking at the precipitation map here. So that's some good news for everybody up in the Pacific Northwest. But over in Montana, we've got fire weather warnings going on there. Also, this very low humidity in Helena area and so forth. We've also got wind advisory as we travel down the 15 freeway into the Idaho Falls area. That's 45 degrees there right now, and they have that wind advisory. Mm-hmm. And fire weather warnings continue almost all the way through Wyoming with still wildfire air quality issues down through into Colorado, but also through Utah, fire weather warning all through Salt Lake City and covering most of Nevada as well. So now a lot of this may change over the next couple of days or so, but for right now we're lighting up with these fire weather watches and warnings through Colorado, also parts of New Mexico as well.
All right, very good. And, of course, let's just give you what's going on here with Tropical Storm Delta right now. We are going to be getting heavy rain as it goes right up the Mississippi Valley. It's going to cover most of, if it hasn't already, Louisiana. Flood watches, flood warnings, high wind warnings for quite a while. Southeastern Arkansas, you're going to get pounded. Mississippi, most of the state of Mississippi is going to get wind and or rain sporadically. Southwestern Alabama, you're getting rain right now as well as high winds. Tennessee, all the way up to Memphis, Tennessee, there'll be rain. As I said, there's already rain in the mountains over in the Carolinas. That's some rain that's out in front of this. But it'll be coming in your direction. Meanwhile, Kyle, it looks like as if, I'm going to advise anybody coming east-west, coming across the country, doing the east-west thing, going down to Miami, or maybe you're coming across to Jacksonville, going to Orlando, or coming to Tampa with something, just stay off I-10. Or if you can take a break around Houston, make that your break area for your 10 hours, and then you might be all right to come across, because we've got reports of massive flooding, again, in those same areas of I-10 that get hit every time there's a surge and every time there's flooding. So you may have water in the road. I'm not hearing about it yet. It's dark out there. A lot of the troopers and whatnot, they're not able to get out on the roads to do anything. But I'm sure you don't want to be on I-10 across the state of Louisiana and most of Mississippi tonight.
That's absolutely right, Captain. And certainly, as we look at the track of Tropical Storm Delta. I see one track where it looks like it's heading up through, of course, Louisiana, but heading towards Nashville as well.
Now, I want to tell everybody what it was that you and I were laughing about so hard. And by the way, thanks to our caller up in Kentucky, I told we were talking away here, doing whatever we were doing, and I even forgot the topic because this was so funny. And I happened to look up at the television, and Fox News was on, and a CNN reporter was standing out on the White House lawn doing a report, and apparently a raccoon wandered into the picture right up behind him. And I don't know what he picked up to throw at the raccoon, but he picked something up, threw it at the raccoon, and he was at war with a raccoon for a couple of seconds there. And what really made it funnier was at the end of the video, Fox, and this was on Fox, Fox put a picture of a raccoon peeking around the corner of a tree with a Make America Great red hat on.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
It's like he picked up a box or something and like...
He threw something at it. I mean, in my experience with a raccoon is I don't care what you're going to throw at it. If you run across one of them big boys that's rabid about 40, 50 pounds, guess what? Good luck. They're still going to come after you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you don't want to engage a raccoon if you can help it. Maybe he lives around the White House or something, and maybe he just didn't like all that commotion.
Yeah, raccoon was saying, hey, look, man, you're here with my boss. You better be quiet, behave. All right, well, we're... Yeah, and the other thing is I had an encounter yesterday with a possum when I got home. I saw something scoot around the corner of my place, and I peeked around the corner to see what it was. And I thought, well, it's a rabbit, it's a cat, something like that. It shooed out of the yard. And it was a raccoon, and it saw me, and it immediately flopped over and played dead. It was hilarious.
It was playing possum.
Yeah, it was. It was playing possum. All right, well, hold the fort there, Carl. Folks, we're going to take you to break with a little something here. I'm going to finish what I started. Here we go. I think.
Baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come along with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some rolling stone. When I get those going on you, you gotta come running back for more. Well, they're running along and down by the dozen. I ain't nothing but drugs so low. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm sure all the hand and that gets around.
All righty. The Black Crowes and Hard to Handle. And by the way, that's for all the truckers out there keeping you guys awake tonight and anybody that's working on the third watch. By the way, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some of these voting numbers, some of these registration numbers, and the early voting. It's not going the way that the Democrats are trying to tell you in the mainstream media. We've got proof, absolute positive proof, that these guys are lying once again to you. Because in Pennsylvania, they've registered more Republican voters with the election just a few weeks away. Unbelievable. Great things. And like I said, I'll be back with more. Here comes the music. I'm going to pot it on down. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the weekend radio dial. Hope you're having a great weekend, whatever it is you're doing. And all you folks in the storm's path, Tropical Storm Delta now, please be careful. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.